صلى وسلم وبارك على كل من هو محبوب ومرضي لديه صلاة تبقى وتدوم بدوام الملك الحي القيوم. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق يرسله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Respected audience, my fellow Muslim brothers, as we are Muslims and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to us and equipped the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all the qualities that a human being can possess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the most beautiful, made him the most powerful, made him the most patient, made him the most well-mannered. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not created anybody better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we believe as we are Muslims. It is essential, it is an obligation upon every Muslim to believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best of all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, it is an obligation upon every Muslim to love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, which means that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then become a servant of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you become a servant and a slave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can be a believer. La yu'minu ahadukum, hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. None of you can be a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until I become the most dear to him, the most loved to him, his most beloved, more than his own parents, more than his own children, more than every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims, we must all love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And from amongst our beliefs is to know how much authority the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had. What does authority mean? Authority means the power to make a decision, the power to control, the power to command. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the greatest creation of Allah. Then how much authority, how much power, how much control did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? This is the topic that I will be speaking to you about today, inshallah. To understand that, first of all, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all some authority. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hands. We all have hands. With these hands, we have the authority to push somebody, to punch somebody, to throw him down, and we have the authority to help somebody who has fallen down. We can help him stand up again with these hands. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us legs. With these legs, Allah has given us power to control these legs. If we wish, then we can walk towards the masjid, and if we wish, then we can walk towards haram. Allah has given us that authority. Allah has given us wealth, money. With money, a man gains a lot of authority. He has a lot of power. He can build skyscraper buildings. He can build factories. He can make banks. He can make a lot of money by using his own money. Because Allah has put authority in money and wealth. If somebody has gold, he can do a lot of things. So authority has been given to everybody. A man inside his home has authority over his children, because Allah has given man that authority. Everybody has a bit of authority. How can we understand the authority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you look around yourselves, Allah has given you authority in your bodies. Allah has given you authority through your wealth. But tell me, if a man sees that it is boiling hot, the weather is really hot, we need it to rain, does a man have power or control over the clouds to make it rain? Can a man say that I want it to rain, I shall make it rain? Can he make it rain? Can a man make the sun set when he wants? Can a man take the sun back out when he wants? Allah has not given that authority to anybody. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's authority in the worldly matters we shall look at after. But first of all, look at the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the matters of deen, in the matters of religion. Because no matter how much authority Allah has given to the world, to the human beings, nobody has authority in the deen. If Allah has made something haram, no matter how much money you have, you cannot make that halal. No matter how much strength and power you have, you cannot make something halal that Allah has made haram. If Allah has made something halal, you cannot make it haram. If Allah has made it haram, nobody can make it halal, because nobody from the creation of Allah has been given that authority. But when it comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah says in the Quran, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes halal for you, then take it. وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And if he says that this is haram, this is forbidden, then stay away from it. Subhanallah. Do you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the matters of deen has given the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complete authority? Allah doesn't say in the Quran that if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this has been made halal from Allah, then accept it. Allah has made this haram, then accept it. No. Whatever he gives you, take it. Whatever he stops you from, stay away from it. Which means the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has complete authority in the matters of deen. Whatever he wishes to make halal, he makes halal. Whatever he wishes to make haram, he may make haram. That is the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the matters of deen. And that is the reason why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as the Shari'. Shari' means the one who makes the Sharia. And all the ulama ikram say he is the Shari' sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which means he makes the Sharia. And to understand this better, let me give you a hadith. At the time of Fath Makkah, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Makkatul Mukarramah and took over Makkatul Mukarramah again, when they came to Makkatul Mukarramah, and this is in Bukhari Sharif, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the followers of Islam, he says, "Inna Allah harrama hadha al-balad." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this city the haram of Allah. This city is the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in this city, no man must kill any animal. No man must kill any animal. No man must take a tree out of its roots. No man must cut a tree in this place. And no man must take the grass, pull the grass out of the ground. No man is allowed to do this, because this is the haram of Allah, and Allah has made all of this haram. Allah has made all of this haram. And Sayyiduna Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stands up and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, illa al-idkhir." Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, give us the permission to take the grass, the specific grass, because we use it for innahu li buyutina wa li quburina wa li saghatina. Ya Rasulullah, give us the permission to take the idkhir grass, that is a specific type of grass. Give us the permission to cut that grass, because we use it when we make our homes for the roof, and we use it when we bury the deceased person in his grave, and the person who melts metal or gold, he uses it for melting metal and gold. Ya Rasulullah, give us the permission to cut the grass, idkhir. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has made this haram. Allah has made these things haram. But Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala doesn't say that, "Ya Rasulullah, pray to Allah that He makes it halal." He says, "Ya Rasulullah, you allow us to take that grass." Subhanallah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam doesn't say that, "Oh Abbas, I have not made this haram, it is Allah who has made this haram. Therefore you will have to ask Allah, or I will ask Allah." No, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, "Illa al-idkhir ya Abbas, go, I have given the permission to cut the idkhir grass." Subhanallah. Allah made something haram, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made it halal. Subhanallah. Another example. In Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul Manasik, the chapter of Hajj, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says to the Sahaba Ikram, "Inna Allah farada alaykum al-Hajj." Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Hajj farz upon you. Hajj has now become farz. Allah has made it farz. A Sahabi, Sayyiduna Aqra ibn Habis Tamimi radiallahu ta'ala, stands up and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, Hajj has been made farz by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Afi kulli am, in every year, in the same way as we have Ramzan in every year, the month of Ramadan where we fast every year, in the same way as we sacrifice an animal every year, do we have to do Hajj every year?" And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't say that Allah has made it farz. Is it farz for every year or only once in your lifetime? Allah will reveal a verse of the Quran, then I will tell you. No. He says, "Law qultu na'am, la wajabat alaykum fi kulli sana wa mastata'tum." If I say yes, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah has given me so much authority that if I say yes, then it will become farz upon you, farz upon you, an obligation upon you every year. وَمَسْتَتَعْتُمْ, and you would not be able to perform Hajj every year because you won't have that much finance and that much strength. Subhanallah, Allah made it farz. How is it farz? Every year or once in a lifetime? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Law qultu na'am," if I say yes, then it will become farz every year. That shows how much authority Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had the authority to give a separate order for all of the ummah and a separate order for one sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Sayyiduna Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyiduna Bara, he used to wear a gold ring. And everybody knows that gold is haram for men. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in many ahadith has clearly mentioned that gold is haram for men. And once he held a gold ring in his hand and he said that this is haram for all men, and that man who wears this on the day of judgment, he will be made to wear a ring of fire. So it is haram to wear a gold ring. But Sayyiduna Bara radiallahu ta'ala, he used to wear a gold ring. Everybody used to ask him that this is haram, why are you wearing this? Sayyiduna Bara radiallahu ta'ala would just walk away. But once a sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says to him, stops him, gets hold of his hand and says, Ya Bara, harrama hadha, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah has made this haram, Allah has made this haram, why are you wearing this? Take it off. He says, now that you are doing this, I shall tell you why I wear this. He says, one day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after a battle, after a war, had the bounty of the war, all the goods that the Muslims had gained after the war, he distributed it to everybody, he gave it to everybody. There was one gold ring left, just one gold ring, nothing else, everything was finished. And he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, rafa'a nazarayhi, he looked up at the sahaba ikram, wa nazara ila sahaba, and then he says that he looked down at the ring. And then he looked up at the Sahaba ikram. And then again he looked at the ring. And then he looked up, he looked at the Sahaba. And then he says, Ya Bara, ta'ala hina. O Bara, come here. O Bara, you come here. And Sayyiduna Bara radiallahu ta'ala says that I came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right in front of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hold of my hand. With one hand, got hold of my hand, and with the other hand, he held the gold ring in his hand. And he says, Ya Bara, ilbas ma kasaka Allahu wa rasuluh. O Bara, wear that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are making you wear. And he put it onto my hand. Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the gold ring into his hand. And so Bara radiallahu ta'ala says, that which Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put into my hand, you are telling me to take it off? I cannot do that. I cannot do that because Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it halal for me to wear a gold ring. Subhanallah. See the authority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that if I didn't think it was a burden on my ummah, then I would make miswak wajib upon you all, necessary, as-siwak. And he had the power to do that. He says that if I did not believe that it would be a burden on my ummah, then I would make the Isha Salah in the third part of the night. I would make it fard in the third part of the night. Why? Because he had the authority to do that. That is the authority Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the matters of deen. And if you want to look at the matters of the world, how much power and control and authority Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the world, then look at this. In Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul Ilm, in the chapter of knowledge, Babu Hifzil Ilm, in the chapter of remembering knowledge, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and this hadith has been mentioned 3 times in 3 different places by Imam Bukhari. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that I used to hear the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot, but I would forget them all. I couldn't remember them. He says, I used to hear the hadith, but I used to forget them all. So he says, one day I came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I hear many, many hadith from you. Walakin nasit. Walakin Ya Rasulullah ansa, I forget them all. Ya Rasulullah, I hear many hadith, but I forget them all. The Messenger of Allah, and some people say that it is shirk to ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people say that it is shirk to ask for help from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-ayadu billah. May Allah protect us from such beliefs. For it was the Sahaba ikram who used to run into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to ask for help from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala forgets hadith, and he asks the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that, O Abu Huraira, your memory is weak. You need to see a surgeon, a brain surgeon. You need to eat some medication that strengthens your memory. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not say that to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And he didn't even say that, "Oh Abu Huraira, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. We only worship Allah and we only ask Allah for help. You should go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." No. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say that. Because the ayat of the Quran does not mean that we only ask Allah for help. It means that all help is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the source of all help. When we ask somebody for help, when you are in the pathway, you don't know where to go, you ask somebody, "Tell me where this place is," you're asking for help because you know that that help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that Allah is the source and center of all help. That is why you ask others for help. In the same way, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and he knew that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the source to gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I forget all the hadith that I hear from you, what shall I do?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ya Abu Huraira, ubsut rida'ak." O Abu Huraira, the shawl that you are carrying, spread it out onto the ground. Subhanallah, my memory is weak, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, spread your shawl out onto the ground. The cloth that you have covering you, spread it out onto the ground. Why? Because, "Ya Abu Huraira," this is the reason why. Because, "O Abu Huraira, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to give you so much today that it wouldn't come into your hands. It wouldn't come into your clothes here. Therefore, O Abu Huraira, all of your shawl, spread it out. I will give you so much today." Subhanallah. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the air, in thin air, I couldn't see anything. In the air, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought his hands together like this and he went like this into the shawl. He says, "I didn't see anything. I looked inside, there was nothing there. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Dummahu ila sadrika ya Abu Huraira.' O Abu Huraira, now take that shawl and put it onto your chest." Subhanallah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala knows that there was nothing in the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala knows that there's nothing in there I can see. But he doesn't say, "Ya Rasulullah, there was nothing in your hands. There is nothing in there. What shall I put onto my chest?" He doesn't say that. Why? Because Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was not a Wahhabi. He was a Sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he knew. Today people argue, today people debate and discuss, did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have knowledge of the unseen? Did he have ilm-e ghaib or not? Here, look. Look at this hadith. Forget whether he had knowledge of the unseen or not. Here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is distributing the unseen. He is distributing the ilm, he is distributing the ghaib. Subhanallah, there was nothing in the chadar, in the shawl. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that, "I put that shawl onto my chest, and after I put that shawl onto my chest," the day he narrated this hadith, he says, "Ma nasitu ba'du shay'an." After that, I forgot nothing. Sami'tuhu an Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I forgot nothing. Subhanallah. That is distributing the ghaib. Wama huwa bil ghaib. Kya hadith? Wama huwa alal ghaib bidhanin. Subhanallah. The Quran says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a miser in distributing the unseen. Subhanallah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, "I never forgot anything." And that is the reason why the Sahabi who has narrated the most hadith, you look in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Ibn Majah, Muwatta Imam Malik, Musnad Imam Ahmad, any book of hadith, "An Abi Huraira, An Abi Huraira, An Abi Huraira, Qala Abu Huraira, Qala Abu Huraira." Most of the hadith have been narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Because of this shawl that he put onto his chest. And he says, "Ma nasitu ba'du shay'an." He says, "I didn't forget one sentence Not only that, he says, I didn't even forget a word. Not only a word, not even a letter. He says, I forgot absolutely nothing that I heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. That is the authority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he wishes, he can, from nowhere, from the unseen, he can give so much power in memory that no man has memory like Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. And look into another hadith. Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib, Asadullah al-Ghalib, Hallal al-Mushkilati wa al-Nawaib, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says, and this hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says that once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam called me. I came and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ali, I have made you, this is the authority, I have made you the governor, the chief justice of Yemen. Go to Yemen and decide amongst the disputes, decide the results for the disputes of the people of Yemen. Make the decisions of their arguments and their discrepancies and their arguments and their conflicts. You are the judge of Yemen. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Inni rajulun shabun, I am a young man. La a'lamu kathiran min al-qadha, I do not know much about law and judging people. Subhanallah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala was young at that time. He says, I don't know much about law. How can I be the chief justice of Yemen? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam does not say that, O Ali, okay, I will send somebody else. I won't send you, I will send somebody else. No. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with his hands hit me on my chest. He hit me on my chest. There was nothing in his hands. He hit me on my chest and he said, Allahumma ihdi qalba. O Allah, guide his heart. Give guidance to his heart. Subhanallah. And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hit the chest of Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that I felt a wave, a massive wave of knowledge come into my heart and my mind. He says, up to the extent that today, when he narrates this hadith, he says, until today, many, many great issues came in front of me. Masail came in front of me. Great problems came in front of me. فَمَا شَكَكْتُ بَعْدُ فِي قَضَاءٍ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ I never had a slight doubt in making a decision between two people's arguments. Subhanallah. Ya Rasulullah, I don't know much about qada. The Messenger of Allah hits him and he knows everything. Up to the extent that Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, the great Shafi'i scholar of Egypt, Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala in Khulafa'ur Rashideen, in Tariqhul Khulafa, he writes that in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when a very difficult matter would come in front of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that I would seek Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala. I would look for Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And if I did not find Ali, then I would seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his empty hands pushes Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala and all that knowledge comes. And look at us. Some people say, Ma'azallah, may Allah protect, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like us, Ma'azallah. Al-ayadu billah. May Allah protect us from such beliefs. Subhanallah, in our schools and in our madaris, in our masajid, in the classroom, sometimes the teacher hits the student. It happens or not. Sometimes a slap or a hit with the stick. This happens. But what happens then is what he knew he forgets. If you are sitting in the classroom and you don't remember your lesson properly, if the teacher hits you, what you remembered, you forget that as well. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hits somebody on their chest or wherever he hits them, what they did know, that becomes absolutely certain. And what they didn't know, even that comes into their heart. Subhanallah. Malike kaunain hai, go paas kuch rakhte nahi. Al-Imam Al-Ahmad, Imam Ahmad Rida from Bareilly, the great hadith master, the great tafsir master, the great master in the sciences of Islam, Al-Shaykhul Jalil, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan from Bareilly in India, the great Sufi scholar. He says in the Urdu language, Malike kaunain hai gopas kuch rakhte nahi, do jaha ki ni'mate hai unke khali haath mein. Subhanallah. Which means that he has been made the master of both the worlds by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made him the master of both the worlds. In his hands, he possesses the kingship of all the worlds. But in his hands, they are empty, but he doesn't have anything with him. But still, Allah has put both the worlds inside his hands. Subhanallah. And that is why he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Aisha radiallahu anha, that, O Aisha, لَوْ شِئْتُ لَسَارَتْ مَعِي جِبْعَالُ الذَّهَبِ, that, O Aisha, if I wish, if I want, if I intend, then mountains of gold would walk with me, side by side. When I walk, mountains of gold would be walking with me if I wish. Subhanallah, that is how much authority the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has. And think to yourselves that these Sahaba-i-Kiram, when they needed anything, they came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And never ever did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to the Sahaba that, O my Sahaba, before I announced prophethood and Islam, you used to go to other than Allah to ask for help. You used to go to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ghayrullah. And now I have announced Islam, you are still coming to me. I am also ghayrullah. Don't ask me for help. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said this to the Sahaba. Never ever. But instead, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood amongst the Sahaba and he said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي. I am the one who distributes. If you want anything from Allah, come to me. For Allah is the one who gives and I am the one who distributes it. Subhanallah. رب ہے معتی یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے اور لا ورب العرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا سبحان اللہ امام احمد رضا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says that Allah is the one who gives and you are the one who distributes and he says that such great is your generosity such great is your generosity that whenever somebody comes to ask from you, you never say no to him. The person who asks for help from you, he never hears the word no. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to give. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, in Bukhari Sharif, Kitabur Riqaq, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an says, he says that once I had not eaten for 3 days. I had not eaten for 3 days. I was extremely hungry. I was very hungry, up to the extent that I tied a stone onto my stomach. A stone, I had tied it onto my stomach. Because I was so hungry, my stomach was empty and my rib cage was moving forward because there was nothing to hold it up. That was one reason. And the other reason is because the stone would squeeze the stomach. And when it squeezes the stomach, I will not feel hungry. But he says, 3 days I had no food. What do I do? He says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prohibited us from begging. So I couldn't beg from people. I couldn't sit in the pathways and beg. Give in the name of Allah. Give to me in the... I can't do that. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made it haram for the Sahaba-i-Kiram. So he says, what I thought to myself is that I shall go and stand in the pathway. I'll stand there. And when somebody goes past, when they see me, they will ask, how are you, Abu Huraira? And I will tell them that I haven't eaten for 3 days. I am not good. Inshallah, they will take me home and feed me. So he goes into the pathway and he stands in the pathway. And he says, I saw Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala coming. He says, when I saw Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, I became happy because I knew that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is the most generous from the Sahaba-i-Kiram. He will take me home.
So he says Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was walking and he was looking down and he wasn't looking up. So he says he wasn't seeing me. So I loudly said, "Assalamu alayka ya Abu Bakr, salam upon you, O Abu Bakr," thinking he will look at me. But he says Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala carried on walking. He didn't stop. Looking down, he said, "Wa alaykum assalamu wa rahmatullah," and he kept walking. He says, now I felt troubled. I thought, what shall I do? He's not even looking at me. So he says, I asked him the meaning of a verse of the Quran, an ayat of the Quran. I said, "Ya Abu Bakr, what does this ayat mean?" I thought he will stop and look at me. But he says, he gave me the answer, looking down and walked away. Allahu Akbar. He says, I knew the meaning of the ayat. I only asked him so he looks at me. But he doesn't stop and he walks away. He says, now I felt a lot of difficulty in my heart. I felt very upset that he didn't stop, then who will stop? And then he says, I saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was coming, I became happy again. I said, "Assalamu alayka ya Umar." And again Umar radiallahu ta'ala is looking down and walking away. He says, now I felt troubled. I asked him the meaning of the ayah. "Ya Umar, what does this ayat of the Quran mean?" Umar radiallahu ta'ala gave me the answer looking down and he walked away. He says, now I felt extremely upset. I haven't eaten for 3 days. I have a stone tied on my stomach. What will happen to me? And he says, I was thinking of this. And he says, I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, unke nithar koi. Kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad a gaye hai, sab gham bula diye hai. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that somebody when he is in so much stress and pain and sorrow and upset, when he remembers the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of that sorrow goes away, all of that upsetness goes away, and the person becomes happy. So if you remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala can see that Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. And he says, now I became happy. And I knew that now the Messenger of Allah has come. Definitely I will get to eat now. So he says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He said, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Huraira, ma baluk." "Assalam, O Abu Huraira, what has happened to you? How are you?" Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam, I have not eaten for 3 days." And he tells him everything that happened. He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam, you have forbidden us from begging, so I couldn't beg. And therefore I came into the pathway. I thought when somebody sees me, they will take me home. But Abu Bakr Siddiq came and he walked away. Umar radiallahu ta'ala came, he walked away. And then, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam, you have come." Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gets hold of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala's hand and says, "Come, let's go, I shall feed you." Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when he enters the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "O Aisha, is there anything to eat inside the house?" Subhanallah. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for 2 months a fire has not been lit inside the house. How can there be something to eat in the house?" This is the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to be the master of both the worlds, but inside his house a fire has not been lit for 2 months. How can there be anything to eat in the house? But Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, "But Ya Rasulullah, there is one bowl of milk, one container of milk that somebody from the Ansar has just given for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." When Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala heard that there is one bowl of milk, he says, "I became very pleased because I knew that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give all of it to me because I hadn't eaten for 3 days. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "O Abu Huraira, we have a bowl of milk and today I shall host all of the Ashabi Suffa, all of the homeless Sahaba-i Kiram. Therefore, O Abu Huraira, go and call all of them." Allahu Akbar. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that, "I thought I wanted all of that milk for myself. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, go and call the Ashab-e Suffa. There's 70 of them. How will we all drink from this milk? But he says, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered me, I knew that if he wants, then he can feed, never mind 70, he can feed thousands of people with that bowl of milk. This was the belief of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. So he goes, he says, I return with the Ashab-e Suffa. 70 Sahaba-e Kiram come into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes with the bowl of milk. And he says, who will take the bowl of milk round to all the Sahaba-e Kiram so that they can drink from it? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that I was hiding behind the other Sahaba because I didn't want to distribute it. I wanted to drink it first. So he says, I was hiding because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Saqil qawm akhiruhum saqya, that the person who distributes water or a drink to the people, he must drink it at the end. He says, I didn't want to drink it at the end. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Abu Huraira, come forward. O Abu Huraira, come forward. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, I came forward, I took the bowl of milk and I started to give it to the Sahaba-e Kiram. He says, I'd look inside and he says that every Sahabi drank, but the milk was still the same. The milk was still the same. He says, 70 Sahaba-e Kiram drank from that milk and the milk was still the same amount, not even one drop had become less. And he says, I came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my hunger was saying that, O Abu Huraira, drink it first. But he says, my iman was saying that, O Abu Huraira, give it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first. So he says that in the war between hunger and iman, iman became overwhelming. And I gave it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Abu Huraira, you drink first. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala drank. He drank until he filled his stomach. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, now you drink. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, drink more. He says, I drank more. And then the third time, I drank more. And then the fourth time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, drink more, Abu Huraira. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, there is no space in my stomach for even one more drop, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the great Imam Ahmad Rida radiallahu ta'ala says, کیو جناب ابو ہریرہ کیسا تھا وہ جام شیر جس سے 70 صاحبوں کا دودھ سے منہ پھر گیا. سبحان اللہ. او ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, how blessed you are, how was that milk, how must it have tasted, how sweet must it have tasted, that very milk that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fed 70 sahaba ikram, and they all turned their face away from it because they filled their stomachs, and then there was still the same amount left in that bowl. Subhanallah, this is the authority, this is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala missed his Asr Salah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the sun back after it had set. When the kuffar of Makkatul Mukarramah, the mushrikeen of Makkah, said, if you are a prophet of Allah, then split the moon into two. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a gesture with his finger and the moon split into two. This is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Not only that, when the Sahaba-e Kiram came and said, Ya Rasulullah, we have no water, the water has finished, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam would put his fingers in a bowl, in a container, and water would come out of the fingers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Sahaba-e Kiram would come and say, Ya Rasulullah, the fields are dry, the crops are not growing because it does not rain anymore. Ya Rasulullah, we want it to rain. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make a gesture with his hands, and Medina Sharif would be, Madinatul Munawwara would be covered with clouds, and it would begin to rain. And it would rain so much that it would be too much rain, and the gullies of Madinatul Munawwara, the roads and the streets of Madinatul Munawwara would become like rivers of water. And then when the Sahaba Ikram would come and say, Ya Rasulullah, this is too much water. Ya Rasulullah, please stop the rain now. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would gesture as a circle around Madinatul Munawwara. And the Sahaba Ikram say that we would see that the cloud is cut from the middle into a circle. All around Madinatul Munawwara it is raining, but in Madinatul Munawwara it is not raining anymore. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had authority over the clouds, and he would say, Hawalayna wa ma alayna. Around us you may rain, but not upon us you must not rain. And the cloud listens to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the authority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that is why the great Imam of Bareilly Sharif, he says, Main to Malik hi kahunga ke ho Malik ke Habib. Main to Malik hi kahunga ke ho Malik ke Habib. Yani mahboob o muhib mein nahi mera tera. He says that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I will call you the Malik of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah has made you the master. Allah has made you the Malik of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily, you are the loved one by Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And when one loves another, there's no such thing as this is mine and this is yours. What is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. That is the relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that is why we, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when we are in trouble, we call upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Imam Busayri radiyallahu ta'ala in Qasidatul Burda, which is recited all around the world in the Arabic language, does he not invoke the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for help? Of course he does. He says, Ya akram al khalqi mali man aludhu bihi siwaka inda hulul al hadith al amami. Oh, the most generous of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I am in trouble, who shall I turn to other than you for help, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This has been the way of the Sahaba Ikram. This has been the way of the Tabi'i. This has been the way of Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala. This has been the way of Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala. This has been the way of Imam Shafi'i radiyallahu ta'ala. This has been the way of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala. This has been the way of all our aslaf, all our Salafus Salihin, all our predecessors. They have always, in their times of difficulty, called upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for help. That is why the correct opinion, the correct belief amongst the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given complete authority in the world by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can do whatever he wishes, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him his Khalifa al-A'zam, al-Khalifatul A'zam, wal-Na'ibul Mutlaq, which means he is the greatest presenter, representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we were to continue with these hadith from Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif only, we would be sitting here for hours. For hours there are so many hadith about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authority and his power and the control he had over the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over the trees and over the sand and over the grass and over all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the help of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to always remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and seek help from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when in need. And may the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to our help. Jazakallahu khaira wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.
We should translate for 10 minutes.